Track 10, final news track. Tour takes dancers back to their northern roots. A visit to the northwest of England took King Staton-based Radden Hill Clogmorris back to the industrial mill towns where their dancing originated in the early 19th century. As part of their 35th anniversary celebrations, the side visited locations in Lancashire and Cheshire, taught a working mill, and danced with a local Clogmorris side. Squire Simon Davis said, "Whenever we stopped off in the northwest, we were met with such warmth and friendship from the people we encountered. We had a fantastic time, visited some wonderful places, and hopefully showed that northwest Clogmorris dancing is alive and kicking in Devon." Anyone interested in finding out more about Radden Hill Clogmorris is invited to come and try the dances for themselves. A taster session is being held on Tuesday, October the 6th, at King Staton Community Hall at 8 p.m. Beginners are welcome, and there's no need to have previous experience of Morris dancing. The side will practice weekly in the hall until the end of April, and then will take their dancing out to pubs, festivals, and events across the local area.
Fire crews tackle stubborn blaze at biomass site. Firefighters from Dawlish and Tynmouth tackled a fire involving more than 30 tonnes of wood chip at a storage shed in Dawlish on Friday. Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service mobilised crews after smoke was reported coming from the building. Two firefighters wearing breathing apparatus entered to locate an auger system where the fire was believed to have travelled through the wood chip. An additional appliance from Middlemore and a water bowser from Danes Castle were requested as crews worked with site staff to remove the wood chip using a digger and dampen down hot spots. Operations were scaled back at 11 p.m. but crews returned 45 minutes later after hot spots reignited. Tynmouth crews returned on Saturday morning to check the site remained safe.
Livestock classes cancelled at Widdicombe Fair. Widdicombe Fair takes place on Tuesday, September the 8th, but without some of its livestock classes. Because of the spreading blue tongue virus in Devon, organisers have cancelled all the sheep and cattle classes at this year's event. But there will still be plenty to see and do with some new attractions for this year, including a Shire horse display team and an egg tossing competition. Among the popular features returning this year are the Devon Axe display team, family dog show, terrier racing, vintage cars and machinery, Border Morris and the Town Crier competition. There will be live music all day in the beer tent and the two local pubs and on the village green. A variety of food and drink will be available and there will be craft stalls offering both modern and traditional artisanship.
High Street store is set to close. Poundland's store in Newton Abbot is set to close its doors in October, it can be confirmed. The final day of trading is expected to be Saturday, October the 10th. The variety retailer's closure will mean the loss of another familiar high street name in the town. It's understood that an increase in rent is behind the decision to close the store, although this has yet to be confirmed. The Mid-Devon Advertiser has approached Poundland for further details regarding the closure, including the reasons behind the decision and how staff will be affected. The Variety store chain was founded by Dave Dodd and Stephen Smith in 1990 and originally sold all of its items at the single price of £1.
Residents urged to help shape emergency plan. Residents, businesses and local organisations in King Staton are being invited to help shape a new plan designed to make the town better prepared for emergencies. King Staton Town Council is developing its community emergency plan to identify local risks and resources that could help support the community during incidents, including severe weather, flooding, prolonged power cuts, major road incidents and other emergencies. While emergency services will always lead the response to major incidents, the council says a community plan could help ensure residents receive support while waiting for additional assistance. The council is keen to hear from people with knowledge of potential risks in King Staton, as well as those who are can identify community buildings, equipment or other resources that could be used in an emergency. Residents who would be willing to volunteer their time or skills are also being encouraged to come forward. The council is particularly interested in practical skills such as first aid, welfare support, transport, communications and catering. Over the coming months, the council will invite residents to share their views on local risks and priorities and will hold a community engagement session to gather ideas and local knowledge. It will also work with partner organisations as the plan is developed. A draft community emergency plan will eventually be published for public consultation before being considered for adoption by the Town Council. The Council says the initiative is an opportunity for the whole community to play a part in strengthening King Stainton's resilience and ensuring local knowledge and resources can be called upon when they are most needed.
An appetite for Ashburton at Food Festival. Ashburton's annual celebration of local food, drink and community takes place on Saturday, September the 12th. Residents and visitors will be able to browse artisan produce, enjoy street food and find out more about the town's independent businesses and community organisations. More than 40 traders, street food vendors and local will be taking part in the event in North Street in Cleeder Place. There will also be live music, street entertainment and children's activities. Ashburton Town Hall will host a short masterclasses in building the perfect cheese board, wine tasting, and appreciating single bean chocolate made with beans from one specific location. There's also a talk on whether the Southwest could pioneer smaller, community-led alternatives to the big food corporations. The festival starts at 10 a.m. and runs until 8 p.m.
Patients receiving inpatient care in Torbay and South Devon have given positive feedback about their hospital experience, with care rated at an average of 8.4 out of 10 in the latest national NHS inpatient survey. A total of 492 patients took part in the survey, which found particularly strong responses around how people were treated during their hospital stay. Patients reported high levels of confidence in doctors and nurses, while also giving positive feedback on privacy, cleanliness, dignity and respect. The annual NHS inpatient survey is carried out independently across England and asks patients about their experiences before, during and after hospital. The Trust said patient feedback will continue to play an important role in identifying what is working well and where services can be improved across Torbay and South Devon.